Well, hello everyone! Kamusta po kayo? Good morning po to those na nakikinig sa mula sa Pilipinas or mula sa Asia. Hello po sa inyong lahat. And if you're listening from abroad, from the US, well, good afternoon or good evening, whichever is the more appropriate greeting sa inyo. So, purihin ng Panginoon, thank you for joining me today sa ating Soul Devo. Medyo, you know, what can I say? Medyo mahirap yung aming situation ngayon. We are transferring to a new house. So please pray for us. Mahirap po maglipat. Pero we are trusting the Lord for the whole process. Pero maraming challenges po. I won't give you all the details. Pero suffice to say, medyo kailangan po namin ang inyong panalangin, you know? Because it's quite, parang... challenging, to say the least, okay? Very challenging siya. Pero the Lord is with us and He will take care of us. Kaya we are confident naman na we can overcome itong mga challenges na to. At the same time, let me just share with you, for those of you who are benefiting from our online broadcast, ito pong ating tool na ginagamit, which is called StreamYard. Is due soon, you know, by the end of May. We will be paying for our yearly subscription muli in order for us to use this software or itong tool na ito to do broadcast, you know, on a weekly basis. Kaya we are looking for partners po. If you are willing to support us dito sa gawain ito, yung online natin mga broadcast, this would cost us more or less $500 a year, or around 448 or 58. I forgot the exact amount. Pero we pay this yearly in order for us to use it para sa ating mga broadcast. This tool is called StreamYard. Discounted na po yung ating subscription fee. Pero still, we have to pay it on a yearly basis. If you can help, if the Lord is touching your heart and you are willing to support this ministry online, kung kayo po ay nagbe-benefit dito, would you consider giving some gift, some financial support para po dito sa ating tool na ito? Itong StreamYard, which is very, very useful for our ministry. Ginagamit talaga natin to. This is our main tool. And our church is not able to support us in this sense. Siguro baka konti lang the church might contribute. Pero we are looking for other partners like you. If you're interested to support po this ministry, would you consider po giving in order for us to... pay our yearly subscription for StreamYard. Ayan. So, I hope you would prayerfully, consider that. I'll mention it again mamaya ng konti. But right now, let's dive in sa ating gawain today. And by the way, if you have any prayer needs, you know, please feel free to reach out. Let us know how we can pray for you. Ang topic natin today is... very relevant, you know, avoiding temptation. And as you well know, this is a very real problem sa buhay natin bilang mga mananampalataya. And we're not just talking about mga major na pagsubok or major na temptations, but even, you know, the regular kind of temptations. How do we avoid that? And of course, we are going to look at Luke 22, verses 39 to 46, kung saan ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay nagdaan sa matinding temptation. Of course, that is different. Yung temptation ni Lord Jesus is really unique in every sense. Yet, we can learn a lot from how He faced it and how He overcame it, no? Overcome it, sorry. Okay, so siempre the main thing about the passage is to let us know, no, that Jesus is truly human. He became a man. He went through the very same things that we go through. And so he's ika nga, in a sense, a model and a type for all of us, to follow his footsteps. Okay, so our passage today is Luke 22 verses 39 to 46. So siguro at this point, let's read that and then let's pray. No, sabi ganito, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." Okay. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. "Father," sabi ni Jesus, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. Okay. After being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." So that's the word of the Lord for us today. Tayo po'y manalangin. Let's pray and ask God to guide us and help us dito sa ating soul devo for today. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your grace and mercy that we can come together using this tool from different parts of the world to meditate on the Word of God together. So, Lord, may you speak to us. May you give us wisdom and understanding from your word so that we may, Lord God, receive your message for us today. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, praise God. So, let me just drink my tea. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, what we want to talk about is how to pray to avoid temptation. Prayer is really the most important weapon na meron po tayo. Bilang mananampalataya, we must not underestimate or take for granted the power of prayer sa buhay natin. This is a spiritual discipline, and this is our connection to the kingdom of God, and through prayer, we can actually be able to fulfill God's will sa buhay natin dito sa mundo. So prayer is truly the key. However, in relation to that, there are four keys, in relation to prayer. Now we need to understand na kailangan po natin ma-practice by the grace of God. Ano-ano po 'yon? Una sa lahat is solitude. Verse 39 to 41, let's read that, no? 39, sabi nga niyan, kanina binasa natin, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives and his disciples followed him. So that place, yung Mount of Olives na yun, is a favorite of Jesus. Sabi niya, he went out as usual. So meron siyang lugar kung saan pinupuntahan niya together with his disciples. And in this particular case, he wanted to, really set apart himself to pray. Sabi niya ito, on reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." So we know na very crucial itong period na to, or in time na to, in the life of Jesus. He's about to give his life as a ransom for many. And also, more importantly, he's now about to suffer and die for all of us. But at the same time, Luke, the narrator, is giving us a clue as to what he wants to emphasize in this passage. Now, reading verse 41, sabi ganyan, he withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, so a few yards, and knelt down and prayed. Now, very important po sa buhay natin, especially sa modernong buhay natin, to really be creative in finding places of solitude, in finding times of solitude, in learning how to stop and withdraw from people, from engagement, and find places of for silence and solitude sa buhay natin. You know, I for one, to be honest, itong mga nakarang araw na to, it's really quite a struggle for me to find places for, you know, a place of grace for me to be silent and alone before the Lord. I do pray and I do seek God, but I would honestly confess na minsan very challenging, and sometimes even to the point na I don't think na, you know, na quality talaga yung time ko because I'm distracted by so many things. So there are seasons like that, and I know na hindi dapat i-prolong yan. For all of us, you know, we must be creative enough and courageous enough kung kinakailangan to really withdraw, to really find places where we can be alone with God. So I counsel all of you who are listening, make sure that you are following a rhythm of grace sa buhay ninyo, kung saan you can regularly set apart yourself and be alone before our Heavenly Father. Now, there are seasons minsan, like what I'm sharing with you kanina lang, may mga seasons minsan na parang it is not ideal or maybe it's less ideal, and you may have to be really just creative because of the situation that you are in. There's nothing to worry about. Hindi naman tayo legalistic. And we don't want you or any one of us to feel na parang, ay nako, you know, hindi ako nakakapag quiet time or something like that. In fact, though, the idea of a quiet time is not really found in the Bible. What is found in the Bible would be times of solitude. And usually these are extended times. These are times wherein we can just rest before the Lord. Malalaman natin that we are in need of such times kapag madali tayo maging irritable. Madali tayo maging impatient sa mga tao. We lose our temper. Those are one of the indications na maybe we need to just slow down, rest, and be in God's presence, no? Okay, so that's the very first key dito sa prayer, you know, against temptation. Secondly is surrender. And of course, this is very clear sa example ni Jesus in verses 42 to 43. So let's read that. Sabi ngayon, Father, you know, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Now, we could never really fathom or understand the depth of anguish or agony that Jesus was experiencing at this point in time. But what we can do say is it's authentic, it's real. Jesus is truly going through a very human and very real, you know, dread, you know, of what was about to happen. So in other words, he became a true human being like all of us, who in the face of death, you know, would be tempted, you know, to probably shrink back or maybe, you know, at least be in anguish. Okay? Again, we cannot fully understand what Jesus might have felt. Pero looking at the prayer, sabi niya, if you are willing. So he addressed God as Father. And then sabi niya, if you are willing. or if it is your will. In other words, alam niya na, you know, God has the authority, the Father has authority over his life, and is willing to surrender everything. Yan ang basic sa ating Christian life, you know, to really acknowledge na God's glory and God's will is foremost and priority sa buhay natin. However, makikita natin, although sabi niya, take this cup from me. So he's referring to what he's about to go through, his suffering. And he's asking the Father to, if possible, na hindi yun ang maging way. Pero dinuktong niya, sabi niya, yet not my will, but yours be done. Now, what he's saying is, of course, is that, you know, he would prefer, you know, na he would not have to go through what he has to go through, but he understands that that is the will of God. He's saying yung, yet not my will, but yours be done, you know, in such a way na hindi yung parang di niya alam, no? He knows, of course, what the will of the Father is. And that is for him to lay down his life, you know, for the salvation of all mankind. So, yung prayer na yan, hindi yan yung prayer na parang hindi ka sure kung ano ba yung will ni Lord. In the case of Jesus, he knows exactly what is the will of his Father. However, he gives us a pattern, an example, kung saan we can come before the Lord and, you know, offer to him our heartfelt preferences or requests. But at the same time, you know, submitting ourselves to God. Kung ano ang kanyang will para sa atin. Recognizing that his will is more important than our will. Now, this is not easy sa atin, sa buhay natin, because as you know, as we all know, unlike Jesus, maybe sometimes we're not even sure about what God's will is. So we have to discern it. Pero in discerning, we must be open and humble and submissive enough to say, Lord, maaring ito ang gusto kong gawin. Maaring meron akong preference. Pero, Lord, what I want to seek is your will for me. So, this is more, you know, relevant sa atin, lalo na if we are in a situation wherein we have to make a choice, a difficult choice. Pero again, remember, the key here is surrender, surrendering our lives. Now, with regard to temptation, you know, dapat i-resolve natin sa puso natin to really live our lives for the glory of God and not to compromise. Even if there are times na nagfo-fall time. But we must resolve it. No? Lord, I do not want to live a life of sin or disobedience to you. I want to submit my life to you, Lord. So help me, Panginoon. Help me to do your will. So yun yung second key. Now the third is sincerity. Again, we see this in this particular episode of the life of Jesus. Let's look at verse 44, no? Sabi ganyan, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. So we can imagine yung intensity of emotion. And yung earnestness niya, sabi niya, he prayed more earnestly. Now, this is true even though, you know, the Lord was there, you know, for him. I think I was not able to read that a while ago in verse 43, no? Kasi sinabi natin dito sa surrender kasama yung verse 43. So I was not able to read that. But it says, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. So, you know, when you surrender your life to the Lord, God would truly, you know, give you consolation. But now moving to verse 44. In spite of the fact that an angel strengthened him, the Bible says, and being in anguish, so nagpatuloy yung kanyang emotional, you know, feeling, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. So it must have been a very difficult time for Jesus. His suffering was so great. So in spite of the fact that the angel was there to give him encouragement, still, you know, he faced the reality of what was going on inside his soul. So in the same manner, okay, once again, yun yung ina-highlight natin na key, sincerity. When we pray to the Lord, we do not pray na parang trying to pretend, you know, to be someone that we are not, especially with regard to our emotional state. Some people think na, well, nahirapan ako mag-pray kasi, you know, magulo yung isip ko, or some people might say to me, paano ba yun? You know, I'm really, really distracted by so many things and I cannot pray. My exhortation or answer to that is, well, that is precisely what you should come to God for or in. Sa madaling salita, if you are going through any emotional, you know, upheaval sa buhay mo, sa puso mo, then go as you are, you know. Go to the presence of the Lord as you are. No need to pretend. No need to be parang somebody na talagang malakas, you know, and strong. If you are in anguish or if your soul is bothered, then go to the presence of God as you are and tell Him exactly how you're feeling. This is one of the most important tips that I can share with you, no? Dito sa pinag-uusapan natin about prayer and temptation. So just go to God and be sincere about what's going on inside of you. Don't try to pretend. Okay? And then last but not the least is self-control. Self-control. Again, we find this clearly illustrated dito sa narrative nito. So verses 45 to 46. So basahin po natin yan. Sabi ganyan, when he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Just for you to get a context here, normally kasi dapat umuwi na sila. But because Jesus knew what was about to happen, he stayed or he prolonged his stay dun sa Garden of Gethsemane to wait, you know, for Judas to accompany yung mga temple guards and everyone else to arrest him. He knew exactly what was about to happen. And so, although normally, uwi na sila, you know, as soon as sundown, but they stayed there. And of course, I'm sure yung mga disciples are probably wondering, why are we staying here? What is taking so long? So siguro napagod na sila. Some scholars believe na Jesus was probably arrested towards late in the night, from, you know, maybe 10 to 11 p.m. So pagod na talaga yung mga disciples. So he found them sleeping. So sabi ni Jesus, why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. So here's an important key para sa atin in our fight against sin and in our desire to live a life that is pleasing to God. We must learn to develop yung self-control, which means making a choice that may not be natural or in accordance with our nature. Maaring inaantok tayo, maaring pagod tayo, or maaring tinatamad tayo. But we choose to pray, nevertheless. We choose to seek God. And again, this is an important reminder, even for me, no? Na kailangan mabuhay tayo, not controlled by our feelings or passions, but by the will of God. So itong apat na ito, kung babalikan natin, these are the four keys, no, on how we can overcome temptation. The first one is, you know, solitude. Second is surrender. Third is sincerity. And last but not the least is self-control. So it's very important for us to live our lives na Naka-focus tayo sa Panginoon and making sure that we have quality and quantity time to set aside, to set apart ourselves, ika nga, to be in the presence of the Lord and to find our strength in Him for our daily battles. So, if I may conclude, you know, to avoid temptation, maintain your divine connection. So, to avoid temptation, maintain your divine connection. Don't let your ika nga, connection with God get so parang, you know, na sasantabi o na, you know, na itatabi, and we are not able to fight the good fight of faith. So let's make sure na, you know, although there are seasons, like I said, misa may seasons, but don't let those seasons last beyond what it's supposed to last. Okay? Now, for more, you know, information and resources for your spiritual life, just visit bongbailon.podia.com. So for now, let's just think about these things. Let's meditate. Let's talk about these things in our small group. At magkaroon po tayo ng, you know, application na relevant sa buhay natin. Huwag lang tayo makinig, but let's apply it in our lives. So let's bow our heads, close our eyes, at tayo po ay magpasalamat sa Panginoon. So Lord, thank you so much for your grace, for reminding us to really pray in order for us to avoid temptation, and as well as, oh Lord, to live our lives in accordance with your will. Lord, tulungan mo kami, especially for those of us who are in seasons of difficulty or challenge, na maaaring nahihirapan kami to really focus. Lord, help us upang sa ganun hindi kami matalo ng aming mga sitwasyon, and that we would be able to fight the good fight of faith through prayer. So Lord, maraming salamat muli for your word and for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, and I just praise you for everyone who attended today's Soul Devo. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.